theme.
WSP, I'm taking over this. For all you first-time listeners, you picked a great episode, a holiday episode. We're going to bring the fire tonight. For you long-time listeners, K-Win, you know I'm from the Bay Area. I might disown the Bay Area. Warriors, Niners, Giants, I might move all my teams to L.A.
Wow.
I wanted to start this off with like a quick NBA recap of the Warriors game, but then I saw the first half and I turned it off.
We're doing the 12 Days of Christmas and we're going to do it as NFL edition. So
are we singing it or are we just saying
follow along? We don't have to. Here's the thing. I listened to the 12 Days of Christmas about 12 times today. They go sequentially, right? On the first day of Christmas, my pa-pa-pa-pa-pa. I think we just go on the first day of Christmas, and then we'll do the second day of Christmas. We don't need to go work backwards. That makes sense?
Yeah, we're just one take. We go from day one to day 12.
Correct. Are you ready?
Okay. I'm ready.
On the first day of Christmas, Goodell gave to me one former Duck who will be Offensive Rookie of the Year.
Justin Herbert, San Diego Chargers. Excuse me. No. The Los Angeles Charger. Former Duck. Great season. He's got to be unanimous Rookie of the Year this year.
Great season on our fantasy team. Put up a I think 36 points last week. He's been great for the Chargers, led a second half run for them. And thankfully, Anthony Lynn has him because he may not have a job otherwise.
On the second day of Christmas, the commissioner Robert Goodell gave to me two future 49er first round draft picks. Not one. We're getting two. 28 players on the IR, most in the NFL, most ever. I want two. I want to go offense and defense. Trey Lance at 15, then just give us a sandwich pick somewhere in the late 20s, and we're going to get Patrick Surtain from Alabama corner because Sherman's gone.
I like it. Merry Christmas to Mr. Shanahan and Mr. Lynch. On the third day of Christmas, Mr. Goodell gave to me three Rams backs known as Run DMC.
That is Cam Akers, that is Malcolm Brown, and Daryl Henderson. I didn't say it in the right order, but those are the three. Down to two this week in Seattle because Cam is out with a little ankle injury.
They had him going all early on, and we'll see if they can pick it back up for the playoffs. We will see. Mr. McVay is very happy to have Mr. Akers as well as the other two running backs on that front. You're up, K-Win.
On the fourth day of Christmas, my Goodell gave to me a healthy 49ers front four. Last year, week 16, Niners had, I think, 45 sacks up into this point. This year, they have 25. Bosa's hurt. Buckner's gone to Indiana. If we're ever going to make it back because we are officially out of the hunt. I want some health and some more health next year moving into the next year with the front four.
Buckner was a big hit for the Niners. Let's get in the fifth day. On the fifth day of Christmas, the commissioner Goodell gave to me five first-time Pro Bowlers from the WSP. And let me see if you can follow that. But we have Waller, Jacobs, Murray, Warner, and Metcalf, along with another safety from the Hawks, who I will not name because it doesn't flow in this sense. Great years for Waller. Great year for Jacobs. Great year for Murray. Great year for Fred Warner. And great, phenomenal year for DK Metcalf. So we are thankful to them to have them in the WSD.
Western Standard 6. We only care about six teams. It may be less than six after this weekend. But for now, it is the Cardinals, the Chargers, the Rams, the Raiders, the Seahawks, and the 49ers. Now, are we moving on to the sixth day, which you'll see a theme. That's why I'm wearing my 49ers hat. On the sixth day of Christmas, Commissioner Goodell gave to me six new offensive plays for George Kittle. Like, the Niners are great. Jamal Adams is the Kittle stopper, self-proclaimed by Big Ben. We need some new plays. We can't just hand the ball off to Kittle on a jet sweep, throw him over the middle, or a go route. We need six new plays. we're obviously focusing on next year.
Drama up already, Shanahan.
Yeah.
On the seventh day of Christmas, Commissioner Goodell gave to me a 7-team playoff in both the AFC and NFC. This is vital this year, K-Win, because one of the teams from the Western Standard Six, either the Rams or the Cardinals, will slide in to that seventh seed in the NFC. I love it, and it gets us talking about more teams during the playoffs.
It's great because the NFC West is packed. It's loaded. We're going back and forth. Will four teams make it? Four teams won't make it. But now there's an opportunity of three teams will make it. And these last 2 weeks, there's a lot of head-to-head matchups. A lot needs to happen to go right. But I still think we get three. So thank you, Commissioner Goodell. On the eighth day of Christmas, Goodell gave to me 8 easy winnable home games next year. I mean, we've been hit hard by COVID. I'm just focusing on next year. I want like Cincy, Jacksonville, Jets twice, some really easy home cooked games next year. Home schedule. Please, please, Mr. Commissioner.
And in true K-Win fashion, even though you're living in LA, you're speaking as a Niners fan.
I am. I mean, it's the holidays. The 49ers need more presents this year, so I have to represent them.
All right. On the ninth day of Christmas, Commissioner Goodell gave to me some absolutely crazy Hail Marys. Carter Ruggs to beat the Jets. And then the Hail Mary, you get what I said there, the Hail Mary against the Bills, where Hopkins went up and got it against the defense, I guess, or the Bills there, to actually have the only win for the WST Western Standard Six against the Bills. Crazy year, but I feel like both teams regressed shortly after those plays. So am I thankful for the win? Yes. What shortly followed afterwards? Not so much.
There's actually a third Hail Mary, Mullins to Kendrick Bourne at the end of that Cowboys-Niners game. But the Niners have been going downhill all the way, so I don't blame you for not including that one.
Wasn't that Bethard? That had to have been Bethard.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You're right. That was Bethard. Mullins, that would have gone to the other team. It would have been an INT, not a Hail Mary.
Oh, let's get to the 10th.
On the 10th day of Christmas, Commissioner Goodell gave to me 10 49er starters with the COVID-9 vaccine early shot. We're going to jump the line. We got to get them healthy. We're focused on next year's. We got OTAs. We need to get the shots. We need the help. We, not me. I'm not an essential worker, but the 49ers need 10 players healthy if they're going to compete next year.
So let me get this straight. You've mailed in this year, but you want to jump the line to make sure that everyone's vaccinated and can no longer get COVID for the following year.
Yeah, I just want 10 shots, 10 vaccines earlier.
Who are you giving them to?
Kittle, Bosa, Debo, Ayuk, Fred Warner. We'll give one to Robbie Gold. We'll give one to Jimmy G, Coach Shanahan, Mossert, and Jimmy Ward.
That was really good. All right, on the 11th day of Christmas, Mr. Goodell gave to me 11 golden rings for the Western Standard Six. We have combined for 10, K-Win. 10 NFL championships between 5 for the Niners, 3 for the Raiders, 1 for the Hawks, and 1 for the Rams. We want number 11 this year, and we might have 3 shots at it.
I think that's a great gift. I think the Western Standard Six has the best shot of any team. The Rams, despite last week, are still a favorite. The Seahawks have Russ. The Cardinals, if they get in, look out. That defense is playing better. You got Hopkins who catches everything, and you got Drizzy Drake in the backfield. Let's get that 11th ring, Mr. Goodell. On the 12th day of Christmas, my Goodell gave to me 12 drummers drumming. I thought it'd be too greedy to ask for all 49er gifts, so I just want some drummers drumming.
11 golden rings, 10 COVID starters, 9 Hail Marys, 8 easy wins, 7 playoffs teams, 6 George Kittle plays, 5 first-time pro bowlers, 4 Healthy 49ers. Three Christmas running backs named DMC, two for future first rounders, and one former Duck.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas. That was brutal. That was bad, but we will chop it up so it's not so bad. Western Standard 6, Week 15 recap. K-Win, it is playoff time. Do I dare ask you for another speech?
The Chargers are 2-0 when I give a speech. But after that
Anthony
singing,
Lynn is begging you.
I got to save my vocal cords to get through the rest of this. I'm going to pass on the speech this week.
Do you mind if I opt in on the speech?
Yes, please do. Go ahead.
It is playoff time. We have worked our entire season to get here. We've been seeing ups, wins. We've seen down in COVID. We've had to wear masks. You haven't seen your families as much as you wanted to, but you've worked your tail off to get here. We want to get into the playoffs. We want the chance to hoist that Lombardi trophy. Now you tell me, are you going to go out there and knock the socks off someone and bring back a championship for the Western Standard Six? Are you going to be Michael Bagley and miss two field goals this previous week? You tell me.
I'm going for the 11th ring, and I'm one of the NFC West teams. I'm ready to go.
All right, week 15 recap. The game of the week in the Western Standard Six pitted the Chargers versus the Raiders. The duel of the Ducks, Mariota versus Herbert. After Carr went down, after only five pass attempts, Mariota posted a QBR K-Win of nearly 98. I didn't go back in the history books, but I would bet that's one of his best of his career in a single game. He rushed for 88 yards and a touchdown, and from the windows to the Waller went off for 150 yards and a touchdown. The previous player, or my previous player of the week, Michael Bagley, had too much tequila. On the Homerosa Pier, I blame you and T12 for this. He had a game winner, staring it down. And must have hit him at the right time because he missed wide left. If you look at the box score, K-Win, I would have said that the Raiders should have won. But right now, Mr. Herbert cemented himself as the unanimous offensive rookie of the year with a one-yard plunge to win it in OT. My question to you, who has a more promising future, the Raiders or the Chargers, now that both are out of the playoffs?
Chargers. We saw the younger Duck, Justin Herbert, outduel the elder Duck, Marcus Mariota, in what I'll call a Pac-12 friendly game. Herbert, QB sneak at the end, got into the end zone. And I'm going with the Chargers and Herbert because he can run, he can pass, and he's extremely accurate. I think he has the highest QBR as a rookie quarterback since Peyton Manning. I'm not 100% sure about that stack. We'll have to fact check that. But his QBR is unbelievable. He can do it all. He's got great offensive weapons. Their defense, if they can re-sign Ingram, they got Bosa. They got that guy from Oklahoma, the linebacker Murray. I'm going with the Chargers here. Quack, quack.
Wow, okay. So you're off. J-Mo's all of a sudden back in the house.
Yeah. You just said I had to pick between the two. I'm not saying that I'm on the bandwagon. I'm just saying the Chargers have a brighter future.
All right. Let's get into the Hawks versus the Washington Football Club, K-Win. I don't know about you, but normally I don't go out and celebrate at gentlemen's clubs after a loss. But that's what Dwayne Haskins did. After two interceptions, he took from the book of Jamarcus Russell when he should be taking from the book of Russell Wilson. Preparation is separation to success. Ugly game for both teams. Washington outgained the Hawks, had more first downs, time of possession, but the difference is between the years, K, when Haskins had two costly TDs. Carlos Hyde had a 50-yard touchdown run, lone bright spot for the Hawks, but it's a win. Hawks clinch. We're in the playoffs. If you're Riverboat Ron, what are you doing with Haskins? And where are the Hawks going to end up at the end of the season?
I thought the storyline of this game was going to be Jamal Adams versus Chase Young. Instead, it's about Dwayne Haskins' Twitter photo with him with adult entertainment in the background. Riverboat Ron is going to leave a pink slip that's post-dated in Dwayne Haskins' stocking. He can't get rid of him quite yet. He's got to wait to the new year because Alex Smith is hurt. Steven Montez, Pac-12 alum from Colorado, and Taylor Heinicke all aren't ready to play. So post-dated pink slip, he gone in the new year is what I'm doing. Where the Seahawks end up, they end up in the playoffs. I think they advance in the playoffs. But beyond that, I got to see the matchups before I call that any further.
Cowboys, 41, Niners, 33. In a pseudo shootout, K-Win, take it back to the 90s, 80s. You said it was the 90s team versus the 80s team. Tony Pollard, you had him in your fantasy league. And you actually played him while Zeke was stuck in the Salvation Army little thing that he jumps in. He had two TDs and 130 yards from scrimmage. The Niners struggled in the red zone, and Mullins apparently took his own prop bet of the over in his interceptions at 1.5 because he threw two. You watched this game like it was 1995. I'll ask you, if you're the coach for either the Niners or the Cowboys, who has a more promising outlook next season?
I am a 49ers fan, so I am biased, but I think this is a no-brainer, the Niners. They're a more balanced team. You've got Coleman, you've got Mossert, and then your receivers, you got Ayuk, who had a great year. You got Debo. You even have Kittle coming back. On defense, hopefully a healthy Bosa, Warner, and Jimmy G. On the Cowboys side, you hope Dak comes back healthy. Zeke is declining. Next year, is Zeke going to be a Todd Gurley where he gets replaced or benched? And you've got a backup quarterback that can't really give their offensive weapons the ball. Dallas scored a lot of points because the Niners turned the ball over and gave them great field position. So with that, I'm going Niners. And also, in the Christmas spirit, I've got a little jingle for you. I call it the San Francisco 49ers, 4 days of Christmas. Four quarters trailing to the Dallas Cowboys, three Tevin Campbell rushes, two Nick Mullins INTs, and another loss in the loss column. Can't wait for next year.
Oh, we need some vocal coaching on this podcast. But yes, it's not as bad as the Rams played against the Jets. We have that going for us. From auto win to a loss in your Survivor Bowl. You texted me and said, we may see the backup quarterback for the Rams. And not because it's a blowout, because Goff was that bad. Posted a QBR of 19. Where's the threshold? Like, at what point are you Sean McVay and you look out there and say, this guy is so bad, let's bring in this guy from Wake Forest that's 25 that played for the Toronto Argonauts. At least he could have been the scapegoat for the reason they lost this game. But Frank Gore got his one win while he's with the Jets. He scored a touchdown. And unfortunately, the Jets may lose out on the touchdown Trevor sweepstakes. How do you explain this loss at home, not far from where you live, K-Win, to the Jets, the J-E-T-S, the most annoying team in football? Most annoying.
I'm calling it.
Fans,
I'm calling
it. What happened?
Trap game. They were looking forward to week 16 playing the Seahawks. They overlooked the Jets. They got off to a slow start. And then when they tried to come back, it was too late. It was in the fourth quarter when they had a touchdown and a field goal, but they couldn't come back. The Jets played great on defense. The Jets shut down the run somewhat. And they limited Goff. You got to make sure Goff is making plays. That's the only way you can beat the Rams. I'm going to throw this back to you. A lot of people talk about Jimmy G, like the Niners just need a quarterback and then they can, you know, win the Super Bowl, go on. Are we going to start saying that about Jared Goff? Like the Rams are a QB away? They've got Akers. They've got the wide receivers. They have the great defense. I think Goff is good, but he's in the same conversation as Jimmy. They've got to step up to that next level, or we'll see what happens.
Here's what we know. It's probably not Walford, right? Or else he would have played in some games.
Yeah.
So to your point, do you bring in a Matt Ryan and see if, you know, you run that litmus test of, is it Goff's that bad, or is it just I need to figure it out from an offensive play calling standpoint? I don't know.
If I'm, If I'm Chase Daniel, I'm opting out of my contract, restructuring, and signing a large deal in LA.
Clipboard Chase is on his way. I love it. All right, last game of the week for the Western Standard Six was the Cardinals 33, Eagles 26. You and I both talked about this. It was Kyler playing big brother to Jalen. I looked at this as a little backyard brawl between brothers. Kyler hit Jalen with 16 points in the first quarter. Jalen comes back, puts up 20 in the second. Jalen with an eye poke in the third to get Kyler down a little bit. But Jalen doesn't have a secret weapon like Kyler does. And you know who that secret weapon is, K1? DeAndre Hopkins. A TD where he just outmanned the Eagles defense. That was the difference in the game. And I need you to put on that Coolio song.
Only when the Cardinals lose.
Because it's not slide. Somebody said sliding into the playoffs potentially. Another choice for you, K1, you have to make. Are you taking Hurts on the WST podcast fantasy team or Murray as your quarterback for the next 5 years?
Ooh. I would say as of today, well, first, let me take a step back. Both threw for 300 yards, three TDs, and ran for a TD. And that's what you want as your quarterback. He's going to throw, and he's also going to run. But I'm taking Murray. I think you have to take Murray. He's got more offensive weapons. He's got possibly a top three wide receiver, maybe even a top two wide receiver. And he's got Cliff, an offensive-minded head coach, calling the plays. I don't think Hurts has the weapons. I think Hurts will be great, but as of today, I'm going Kyler Murray.
You're going big brother.
Yeah.
I'll take little brother. I'll play with Jalen on my team. He put up at least a 40 burger, I think, from what I saw. I think he's got a little more upside than you think. He just doesn't have the weapons today. Alshon Jeffery's like 35, 36. Zach Ertz has been injured all week or all year. And
Sean Stevens pulled hammy.
Deshaun Jackson hasn't been around.
Oh, yeah, whatever. I even forgot his name. He's irrelevant.
All right, who's your player of the week?
I'm going Justin Herbert. QB sneak, got the win. That's back-to-back wins. And he tied Baker Mayfield with most touchdowns from a rookie quarterback at 27, and he's on the verge of breaking that. So I'm going Justin Herbert.
I'm going to go, and the San Francisco lore will love me for this. Anyone listening to this will be like, he's not a Western Standard Six player, but Frank Gore, future Hall of Famer, gets in for the TD, and he beats the Rams so that my Hawks clinch, and we're now at the top of the division. Love you, Frank Gore.
Keep and when Frank goes doing into the Hall of Fame, which he will, he'll probably go in a Niners uniform, so I'm good with that player of the week.
And I'll put his jacket on him. All right, we got three teams in the playoffs for the Western Standard Six. Let's do a Week 16 preview. Let's start here. Dolphins versus Raiders. Dolphins on a streak. Tua looks good. Raiders, not so great. Here's the thing, K1. Do we see this? And I don't know if this has ever been done or the matchups ever been had in the NFL, where you see two quarterbacks from the same high school.
Ooh.
St. Louis, yeah. High School. Punahou, I believe. Somewhere around the islands in Hawaii. But I know they went to the same high school. Do we see Mariota versus Tua? And I think the Dolphins are riding high. Do the Raiders rebound and somehow use this Mariota as a change of guard, as something where they carry that on for a win and hang on to their slim playoff chances?
So when I got your text earlier, you said Christmas theme. I didn't really read through it. And I wiggled in some Christmas themes into this coming week. So the Raiders are like Santa Claus at the mall. They're not for real. And the Dolphins with Tua and the top scoring defense, they're going to pick six, strip sack a fumble, and score. The Raiders, like the Santa Claus in the mall, are going to be on the outside looking in on Christmas this year because of COVID and the playoffs. I'm going Dolphins. They're going to win. Raiders broke my heart too much.
the train. You're not even at the stop for the train, for the playoff train. You've left. You're at a nearby bar.
I'm nowhere even close to that city they call Las Vegas.
All right, Broncos versus the Red Hot Chargers. This is another game that doesn't have any playoff implications, but the question becomes, does Drew Lock dance? Or does Herbert just take it to him? Anthony Lynn and the Chargers have proven to be a second-half team, even though Lynn wasn't the coach last year. It's like the same rhetoric every year. It's just a little later this year. They don't have any shot at the playoffs. But does Herbert cement himself as one of the top young quarterbacks versus Locke, who played decent last week, but to be seen?
So one of the greatest movies of all time, I didn't mention it earlier, I don't know why, Christmas Vacation. And my favorite scene is when Clark Griswold is outside with all those Christmas lights and his wife is inside, his grandma, they get the lights on, they get it off, power outage, power back on. Well, the Chargers, all this year, it's been a power outage late in the fourth quarter. They can't score. The last 2 days, last two games, they've lit up the scoreboard and they've won. So like Clark Griswold, when he turns on the lights, the Chargers are going to turn on the lights and turn off the lights of Drew Lock. I got Chargers winning this game by two touchdowns.
I like that. And I'm going to give you, try to one-up you, because we have two Western Standard Six matchups, Niners versus Cards. I'm going to give you the Home Alone reference here, because if you attempted to go to Levi Stadium and potentially watch this game, you're Macaulay Culkin. You're Buzz. John Lynch, what are you going to do? You're on the 50-yard line. You're making hay. You're having fun. You're setting traps for the – who knows who's coming in the Levi Stadium. Niners versus Cards, home game. Who's the home team? It's in Arizona.
I thought you were going to say Home Alone because I'm in Arizona and someone's going to steal all my stuff in my place.
Listen, there's a lot riding on this for the Cards. They need to win to stay in the playoffs. And what we saw, and I think you mentioned in previous episodes, we haven't seen Kittle back. Garoppolo, I think they're sidelined. So I don't know how much Niners are going to have in playing in this game or have at stake or even put into this game. I see the Cards winning by two touchdowns. And I think you get a little more chase than Drizzy. And I think you see a lot of the Cards defense in the backfield.
The Cardinals fans, they're like those families that set up and start celebrating Christmas and the holidays too early. It's before Thanksgiving. They got the Christmas tree out. They've decorated outside. They're drinking eggnog for every meal. And I don't blame them, because just before Christmas, the Cards were 6-3. But then every fan in the Valley, I'm talking Clancy's Corner, I'm talking Bo Brack from Locked On Pods, were celebrating a little too early. And then it was slide, slide, slippity slide. But you know what? Christmas came early because the 49ers are in town. And if the Cardinals win and the Bears lose, they clinch a playoff spot. And I think both are going to happen this weekend. I'm going Cardinals over the fumble happy, interception happy, COVID IR list happy, and anemic San Francisco 49ers.
All right. And the game of the week, K-Win. Your Rams versus my Hawks. This game is a toss-up on ESPN. If you go look at the Gamecast or what have you, the Pick Center, it is nearly 50-50.
Have you ever picked against the Seahawks this year?
I don't know if I have. It wouldn't be a bad – I mean, I'm 10 for 4 if I haven't.
Like, you know how Brick only picks for the Huskies? You only pick the Seahawks. You're the grown-up brick.
What's the shame in that?
There's nothing wrong with that. I've been picking the Niners every week until they got out of the hunt. Remember that Niners Green Bay Thursday night debacle? I
Rodgers is going down. Oh, nope. They're up 34-10 in the third, and I'm done. All right. Quick look at the injury report. Cam Akers is out. Unfortunate. DJ Dallas, doubtful. Doesn't really matter. Chris Carson, questionable. Jaron Reed, questionable. Dunlap, questionable. We need those guys. Trey Flowers is on IR. So the game that was once won before by the Rams by the score of 23-16. I think it's a different story this game. And it's all about who has momentum. And I'm not saying the Hawks have momentum coming off that win against the Redskins, but what I am saying is that the Rams have no momentum coming off that loss against the Jets. Goff is rattled. They haven't found themselves post maybe. I don't know if Goff's like you said, Goff is the guy. I got the Hawks winning probably 31-17.
All right. 31-17. Shocker. Big Ben picks the Seahawks. So I live down in LA, about a 45-minute drive from Hollywood. After this game, this coming weekend, I'm going to write a sequel to How the Grinch Stole Christmas. And it's going to be called How the Rams Stole the NFC West. We're going to start out. The Rams are going to be playing and losing against this winless, lifeless team out on the East Coast. And then we're going to cut to this weekend, where Ramsey is blanketing DK, Donald is sacking Russ, and Jared Goff throws a fade route, corner fade route to Cooper Kupp for the win. I'm going Rams. Weird score. There's going to be a safety in this game. I'm going Rams 19-14. I haven't been right all year.
I want 2 Jared Goff t-shirts if you lose. All right, we're in the championship. Fantasy, let's go.
Wow.
Let's look at our lineup real quick. What do we need?
We have a running back dilemma. Okay. So Akers is out. Christian McCaffrey is questionable. Gibson is questionable. I picked up Ito Smith from the Hawks, who's now the lead back. But we have to wait and see if McCaffrey or Gibson are going to play before we slide them in. We're good at wide receivers. We're good at a quarterback. I'm just concerned about running backs and like what we do here. Please, Christian McCaffrey, please.
Can you ask Santa for healthy Christian McCaffrey? WSD podcast. This is our second to last episode of the Western Standard Six. Hopefully we'll see some playoff run. Who knows? We may have to extend it. Big Ben and K-Win breaking down week 15, previewing week 16. We had a little Christmas, 12 days of Christmas. Hopefully you caught that. Hopefully you loved it. K-Win, your Niners are out of the playoffs. My Hawks are in. Sponsored by 8 Acres, Lost Run Pro. And where can they find us on social media and wherever they get their podcasts?
Twitter and Instagram at WSD_podcast. We are also on YouTube. Check us out. Our videos are there, Western Standard Time. If you want to listen to the audio version, if you don't want to see the video version, I don't see why you wouldn't want to do both. You can check us out on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, and more. Ask Google, ask Alexa, ask your girlfriend, ask your wife, ask your significant other.
WST Podcast, Big Ben and K Win, Western Standard Sex. Boom.
Boom.